Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What does it mean to be half-hearted? You know, have you ever felt like that? And what did you do to overcome that? Help many people as possible. Help us as possible, you know, as the Father guides you. What does it mean to serve half-heartedly? Do we see those kinds of challenges these days? And do we find ourselves really riddled with that in most instances and cases where people basically would not, if one may say, serve the Father with all their hearts? There must be something, man. They used to say, "Mpe something e tshware hang, man. O ka se nompe a matso fela, man. Mpe something, yeah, mpe something e tshware hang. Give me something I can hold on to. Don't just pray for me, you know. Yeah, you must have some little bit of muti or little bit of spray. How about some doom? You know, doom me a bit. some spray. How about that? How about some holy milk? You know, all those kinds of things. You know, people go like that. And it's half-heartedness. You know, it's half-heartedness. And we see the scourge of these things even amongst us these days. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. All right, God be my friend, I'm waiting for you, just as many as you are, with regards to this as to what it means. Dumsan, I'm waiting for you to hear what you make of this. Are we serving the Father half-heartedly at times, knowingly and not knowingly, you know? And the Father would show you at times, "Hey, Mara, awa mola no say ritona," and you need to repent there and there, you know? Yeah, mola wana, man, yabona la pana. Wangena nangokudabuka kwakho laphayana, and then lokudabuka kwenze ukuthi ungangeneleli kakhulukazi kule nto engithi uyenze lapha ngendlela efanele. You know, the Father warns us in many instances than one. He warns us. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and she's in Boksburg, and I'm also talking to Umfundisi Makamu. He's in Vosloorus. We're touching base on this very issue of the implications of being or serving the Father half-heartedly. Now, Mfundisi Makamu, listen to this. Apostle, listen to this. It says, Ephraim has mixed himself amongst the people.
Yeah.
Ephraim is a cake unturned.
Yeah.
Ubuthi tseka mo abutswa kamo. You know, a cake unturned. And so, ohar kamo ubutuze kamo. Go start a verbal. Ohar kamo. Then kamola abuza. Ubutuze. We see half-heartedness when we basically justify ourselves to enter into relationships where we mix light with darkness. That's half-heartedness. And then really, ha marale yena ana ana problem eli mudimi ino ba lor unale problem eli attitude tsa bazalwane. You know, yena ana problem eli le mudimi yena hayi ana problem libi unale problem e fela le bazalwane ka mkhoba ba lebele ba leng judgmental ka teng. You know, says a person who knows or mo ka itukisetsa mo ka ipholosetsa, and then hedi thoma di mofisa go hare kwale go bitsiwa baruti gore e tla le rapeleng le bona bana ba tshabo yo rapela, because e sale wa bapatela gore ba o nyadise ba ira half-heartedly le bona, because o ba file zaka
ka nnete
monna. Ya kidi buanko ba re kidi buanko
ha ya motsiane.
What do you say on this, Apostle?
Yeah, you see, now that's a problem with the example that they've given her. Mutare hana problem. That on its own is a problem. Mm. And when you are somebody that can perceive, ukacho ulumutore. Ona, horare henzereya, aibo. Horare, in a nutshell, this person is saying directly to you, I give at least anything that has to do with kereke, because how do you then have a problem? You say you don't have a problem with God and then have a problem with people who go to church. So clearly, Motoruko and Akina, the problem is kereke and nana. Indirectly saying that. So as a result, you have a problem with Mudimu as well. And you know the danger talk about half-hearted. You are neither here nor there, you know. Nakongo people who are half-hearted, they are somewhere in the fence, they are somewhere in between. They can't stand for anything. They stand for everything, you know. So what suits them, they go for it. So they can only be loyal and committed to what benefits them. So if it doesn't benefit them, they can't be loyal and committed to it. And yet we forget relevant about Mudimu, more especially when the word of the Lord says in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 33, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your kurubona. Rata mudimu ka to tse to leng tsona. Rata mudimu ka ev kurubona o mo fe priority. But unfortunately, when we are half-hearted, we don't have that relationship with Mudimu where simniga gonke, you know, where really he becomes our all in all. You know that people who feel like I'll give a practical example. When I live out, they are okay when they're not promoted. Well, there are people who are okay when they haven't achieved, you know, a certain level and status in the society. But once they reach a certain level and status in the society, then the commitment they used to give to God, yeah, decline. And then they want more power, they want more strength, they want more new recognition, and they feel for recognition for attain. The God who brought them where they are does not have somehow the ability to bring them further, to take them further. So as a result, they become half-hearted. They become half-hearted as well in terms of their relationship with God. But also that this kind of people, because they've been through hell and back, they've experienced so much challenges. Life has hit them very hard, and life has thrown some scissors, kev balls, go on. So as a result, unfortunately, some certain individuals, when they go through stuff, and the people that's supposed to help them, you know, come out of whatever they're going through and come out strong. In fact, even worse. So at the end of the day, when this kind of individuals who have been hurt because when they were going through stuff, I mean, you always hear it by rehearsal. When I was going through whatever, I was all by myself. My pastor, my intercessors were not there for me. So, motateng banu lanza tamu kereken, lato seva, asa seva, kapelo hai eote, because challenges they've hit hard on this person. But that is also not an excuse, nonetheless. We are expected, according to the word of the Lord, to love the Lord our God with our mind, with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul. Uzenje umnike konke okwakhuthixo. I have measure. Give him your time, because some of us, we feel, you know, hoba half-hearted. It will make you lena kwa house ka batla ishala le Modimo. That's why it's a struggle when you say, let's come for... Have you ever noticed in most churches, when you say to people, let's come for intercession? Yeah. It's only few individuals who come for intercession. But when I look on Saturday, everybody just want to come. Even if Kupatola the ticket. They come in large numbers. And it goes back to the issue of priorities. Some of us, our priorities are twisted. So, totally we prioritize and get on a table on somewhere. Really, pelusaro na di kokai. So, when would you more some prioritize? How can we then prioritize in Tosa High? Because we feel like this is not important. And unfortunately, we are living more in a day and age where banaba mudimu, it's easy, it's normal, it's the order of the day for people to be half hearted. Even about what's up, I remember Nalim na sometime back, one woman who gave out. Blind. So Luana who mentioned this kind of talks, and then Udinka serious, lukewarm. And then before we know it, literally Satan is on kilo fitile kawen. But what am I saying to somebody who's listening? you know, challenges can never be reason enough for us not to be fully committed and devoted to God. I don't care what you're going through. It is not reasoning. Some people might feel like, no, I've waited long enough for God to come through for me. I've prayed long enough. I've done 21 days of fasting. I've done 40 days. I've done all this kind of fastings and prayers, but nothing is forthcoming. So at the end of the day, they withdraw. They begin to withdraw. They withdraw from prayer. They withdraw from worship. They withdraw from even fellowship. But in the house of God, because they feel like Mujumu has let them down. Mujumu has taken too long. So at the end of the day, they become complacent. Because when you have parted, it eventually become complacent. Sure. And once you're complacent, then the next thing before you know it, you have backslidden. So may the Lord help us.
May the Father help us indeed. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you for such wisdom.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Honorable member.
Honorable member.
Greetings.
The honorable house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tlangava Morenaka Studio and the Church of God all over the world. Thank God for the topics. And yeah, Ramamela Mtlanga. Obuso Teleja and search yourself. That's what most of the time what I'm doing. Thank you, servants of God, saving God and saving Mammon. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. That is what the Bible calls them, masters. You can't serve two masters. You'll hate one and booking at Timothy. In the last days, peril times shall come. People shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, more than lovers of God. They will be denying God, therefore. You become two in one. You are the world, and you want to hold on unto Christ also. The other thing, Batanga Bamrena, that if eaten Batanga, every young Batanga, is serving God and want to be the Lord's upon the Church of God. As if we want to serve God and serve ourselves at the same time. Wazar Maloba, I was watching this one. Kavaka comment on Facebook. They've served God, okay, but they went and but to Baba famous and all that. He Buluka Maloba. I respected him so much. But we have turned Barcelona. I saw something that disturbed me. There is VIP, there is VIP, and then Legaba announced Ijo, Bari Lena, Batanga Morena. Oh, Abile didn't say Batanga, he said VIP and VVIP, Lena, le special place here, Lena, Lena, Kamukas Chabakamuka Lujalamo Stadium.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is self serving.
Yeah.
We've become so important, Barcelona, than the gospel itself. We've become so important. The city Jamanobonobo, the Gomba Gomba city, Jija Jamodi Gregeng. We've become lords upon the Church of God. In other words, we want to serve God and serve ourselves. It's impossible, Bazalwane. The Bible says, those who wants to follow me must deny themselves. You die to self. Bazalwane, we cannot serve God and serve ourselves. It's half. We're serving God half. In actual fact, serving God half is we're not serving God at all, Bazalwane. We know either God is our master or we are our master of ourselves. We have taken, the Bible says, some have taken the root of Balaam. Is it Balak or Balaam? He talks about the greedy root. Yeah, you serve yourself with the gift. Emudimo feeling your honor. You gratify yourself. Bazalwane, or Paulo. Or Paulo in the book of Acts, or Acts chapter 20:23. I considered my life nothing, so that I may be obedient to the vision or the mission that God has given me. I considered my life valueless. So, Okalabella, the apostles, they didn't serve themselves; they served God wholeheartedly. Yeah. There was no self there. We serve ourselves, Batangaba Morena. We serve ourselves instead of serving the flock of God. That is why Mudimu Jesu relates a lepitare armoyana. Take care of my flock. Feed my flock. Yeah. Take care of my flock. Because our intentions as God is to be the servants. Uthankela Mudimu lo uthankela putego ya gaga. Not building ourselves legacies, that becomes a problem. We become you. I was alone. In other words, let us stop self-saving. Let us serve God. Him alone is worthy to be praised. To God be the glory. Let us serve God, not ourselves. Amen.
Honorable member, I appreciate.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Tell us what it means, this aspect of half-heartedness. We are taking it to another level, man. What does it mean? And how do we see if we really are serving half-heartedly? 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. And I'll be glad to hear from you. And you can send us a WhatsApp, a text. Then we will read it. You can also talk to me on Facebook, on my Facebook. And or even on the Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yes, I'll be able to see it here on the screen. You can. And then you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's take this one. Felcom.
Hello, Pastor. Thank you for the topic. Double-heartedness. Actually, Pastor, double-heartedness is something that comes to it is actually unbelief. You remember the Israelites and the 12 spies, they were sent to occupy, to spy the land. And then the other 10 were unbelieving, basically. So that is why they had a report, but only two by believing, which is Joseph and Caleb. So you see then that double-heartedness comes there. So you also remember that you begin with Moses when he was leading the others to be God ended up opening the ground and Korea and his friend went down. Yes. So another thing, Pastor, is that you can start well working with God and come into a point of leadership. You find that when the time of testing comes, you are not apply the patient endurance of that test to wait until God becomes the judge in that situation. You are tested, but now you start making decisions or making your own judgments. Mm. So that is kind of like a warning to us as the children of God, which we need to stay firm in our belief in God, even in the times of testing. Because the danger is the Bible says God says, I am the judge. So you must not practice your life of judging. Not believing that God will come through for you. Something. Now to the church, quickly also, Pastor Ray. You know that the church, you know that the foundation of the kingdom of heaven is actually righteousness and justice. So these are requirements to us, children of God. Everything that you do, do it on the foundation of righteousness and justice. Hallelujah. So that you are standing, you are in the right place. And then the heart that you should do everything with is the heart of love. You see, love for God and love for fellow men and love for the brethren. These are the things that guard your heart to stay in your service. Let's say for you, Mr. Jesus says, others came to him and said, "Oh, Jesus, at the end, hey, Jesus, we casted demons, we did this, we did that, we ministered in your name." And Jesus said to them, "Go away, you evil doers, I never knew you." So you see, at the end, this is what comes. Because you were doing the service to God, ministering, yes, but you were not doing it from the heart, not heartily. So you probably had your own ulterior motives. Who knows what were they? But now, because they lacked heart, in 1 Corinthians 13 says, even if you give yourself to be bent on a stack, if there's no love, it's nothing. Finally, with great giving. Also with giving, the Bible says God loves a person who gives without grudging. So basically it's a matter of the heart. So you can give indeed, but when your heart is not into it, is not worshiping God, not giving in love for God, for the glory of God, it also becomes nothing. So to conclude, Pastor, basically to be heartily is to actually do everything in love, and the love for God and the love for people. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Timsani. Man, you're not clear. It's like in the ocean, man. It's like in a ship or in a boat. You know, we couldn't hear some of the things you were saying there, but thank you so much. Send us a WhatsApp. Talk to us directly there. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us. It's 012-334-1322. What does it mean to be half-hearted?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. Let me bring this to you, Bob Makamu. When we talk about half-heartedness, we also should look into this. You know, in Hosea chapter 10, verse 2, it says, "Their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars. He will ruin their sacred pillars." we must be careful about having divided hearts, man. Being superstitious and all those things. Half-heartedness is about having divided hearts. You know, you love the Father and at the same time you run after evil spirits and all those kinds of things. What's your take?
Because no, it's impossible. Either uthanda uNkulunkulu wholeheartedly or awumthandi. Finish and clear. When you go to Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, put now, fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly, not a half. Ngenhliziyo yenu yonke nimkhonze ngokumethemba. Then now, ukhonze uNkulunkulu ngapha. Ngapho uthathe imali unikele abantu ukuthi mabahlabe. Ukhonze uNkulunkulu ngapha. Ngapha ufuna ukuprofeta ngezinto zasezweni. Mina ikhona into engixakayo ukuthi na lesi profeta umfundisi sometimes ezizayo. Asibuyi kuNkulunkulu, zibuye ezweni. I don't care how 100% they are, but zibuye ezweni, most of them. That is a prophet. You understand? So, awukwazi ukuthanda uNkulunkulu, umhlanganisa nezwe. Awukwazi. Ngoba uma umhlanganisa nezwe, you are telling ukuthi uNkulunkulu akekho self-sufficient ukuthi akusebenzele. Asibuke lamajitha lawa la awu 3 yamaJuda afika ahlala eBabylon. Uthi uNebuchadnezzar, lalelani la, akuna uNkulunkulu azonikhulula if you fail to kneel down before my stage. Bathi laba la akunandaba. Uma uthanda ungasibulala, uma uthanda ungenza, but remember one thing, asizokuguqa phambi kwakho. Labantu laba la bane faith yokumthanda uNkulunkulu wholeheartedly. Abekho half. We prefer to die than ukuthi na sizothuselwa uwe ngale ntshebenyana yakho le yokuthi na ubona ukuthi ugqoke inyana into eziphepule la, then ufuna ukuthi siguqe phambi kwakho. We know our God. uNkulunkulu wethu azosikhulula ezandleni zakho, but noma kungayenzeka angasikhululanga, hlala wazi ukuthi asizoguqa. So uNkulunkulu umuva abantu who work wholeheartedly, not ngoba ubuhafu umfundisi wa ayikhulumayo umpostolo uJohane le kungadi esambulo. Atina awushisi awubandi.
Yes.
Usivivi. And sisi uyisivivi, ngizokuhlanza. Just think about God sekakuhlanza, I will vomit you. Ngoba ulukwam, awushisi, awubandi. Kuke kwenzeke enye into lapha esihlala khona wena mruti la. Kusha i-transformer lapha. Kwasale ntanjanyana nje encane lokho ibambile laphaya. Indlu beyilayita but kwakumele siyisize ukulayita. Angazi mfundisi ukuthi uyayibona le nto le lapha.
Yeah.
Ilayita yalibona lilayitile. But alikhoni ukukhanyisa but lona lilayitile lo. And in order ukuthi uze ubona, kumele uthathe cellphone. Ulayita ithoshi ngeselfoni ukuze ukwazi ukuzula la endlini la. Ngoba ilayiti yona ayikho enough ukuthi na yikubone ubone ngayo. So umuntu half-heartedness ufana nale layiti le beyikwenza la kini la. Ngokuthi kunentanjanyana lapha ibambile laphana kodwa khona kushile. Yalayita siyayibona vele ukuthi hawu mpela hawu kungathi, but ayikho effective ukuthi ungabona izinto. So umuntu half-heartedness akekho effective kumsebenzi awenzayo. Ukhona yena but akekho effective. Hayi ngokuthi akekho, ukhona. Hayi ngokuthi akahambe, uyahamba kodwa akazokufika. Azofika but azofika ngesikhathi lesi yena as determine ukuthi azofika ngaso. Hayi ngesikhathi kwakumele afike ngaso. Lo muntu lola ukukhona ukudla but akazokupheka ngoba uhalf ulindele ukuthi lo muntu lola izinto uma zenza umfundisi wami akazenzi in order to finish them ukuthi andlulele kokuni ufuna kuhlala la afana nalo baba lola isikhwala lesahlala 38 years laphana kwa le anto le ngibuza ukuthi this man for 38 years why engahlali vele lapha in lapha kwa le anto le la ukuthi uma abheka phezulu abona ukuthi avela athika awele phakathi why engakwenzi lokho. He will sit there for 38 years ano inkinga. Inkinga abantu bayangena bayasindiswa bayathola ama breakthrough but ngoba you are half heartedness i breakthrough yakho ayiveli right now njengoba nithengicela umkhuleko inyawo lipholile. Angikhulumi insomi, ngikhuluma into umfundisi wami. We must speak faith and see exercise the faith. Sikakhuluma into angeke si exercise.
Hallelujah.
UNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi siyenze sizenzisisa lezo zinto so that the people may know him. UNkulunkulu uthi ku Isaiah chapter 42 verse 6, I've called you to demonstrate my righteousness. People will know that I am righteous but bakwazela lapha kini. But uma wenza izinto hafu. Then ke uzoloku gijima uyocela bani. Hayi inkinga laphana kuna moya. Hayi le ku kumamfundisi mantene akuna moya. Le ku pastor re akuna moya. Ungena moya.
Kani
ngoba wenza izinto hafu. Awuna moya.
Yeah.
Ungena uphuma wena. You are a church prostitute. May the good Lord bless you.
No, I'm happy with Upholile. I'm happy with Upholile because we're just conversing. Unkulunkulu has really done great wonders. We give him glory. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The scourge amongst us of being half-hearted, and we are identifying the stature of being half-hearted. We are looking into that. Now, in Matthew 6:24, it says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both Yahuwah and Mammon. Dumsani has alluded a bit to that, even though we couldn't hear him clearly, but he has alluded to that. The issue here is that half-heartedness is visible by us paying allegiance to other things rather than the Father. You know, loving your clothes. Making sure that you can skip prayer, but you can never get out of your house without makeup or without, you know, you can skip fellowshipping, but you can never skip going to your friends to watch soccer or to wash your car, to stand there and bask at the garage with girls passing by and admiring your car, you know, you can actually miss serving the Father. The Father says, no, go and pray for that person. You can miss serving the Father because you're still busy with something that you need to do until you discover that the person you are being sent to minister to has just died.
Yeah.
double-mindedness, disloyalty to one, that is the Father, and then loyalty to the devil. That is what we see much of the times. That is what it means. It should mean that, Apostle.
And that's a sad state of affairs right there for us to really, but yet we are loyal to the devil and we are disloyal to God. We are loyal to self, because people who are self-centered, they're only loyal to themselves. And we really handle for it. They would rather go watch soccer team. They'll rather spend hours making up their faces and babylating the process, and they're not even bothered. But also, unfortunately, you can't serve two masters. The truth of the matter is, people literally are trying to serve two masters. But then Satan in the same WhatsApp group. That is why it is, you know, I was listening to this other person, against Pinaya, it's a song, kicking this genre, it's a link thing, South Africa, man.
Mapiano, yes.
So I can say, and then Pina thing, so the artist, Ulebuka Aba Panzi, you see? And then Ulebuka Limudim. So it is okay for the world to have that kind of mentality and mindset. But it's not okay for you as a child of God to have that mindset, Ulebuka Aba Panzi, Limudim, over Kenya in the same WhatsApp group. And Limudim clearly, like, dismiss, like, discourage that. You can't serve two masters. Is either it's God or it's the devil. But another foster in Kobaseva Valley too. How can I have that is where we have people who are going through all sorts of stuff, things are failing.
Anna, we seem to have lost her a bit there. I don't know what happened. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The very aspect of serving the Father half-heartedly is what we are touching on. Apostle, sorry about that, but we got you. We got you. Welcome back. Yes.
Muruti Makomo, we chalusite pila hore. At the end of the day, people who are half-hearted, they end up ba church hopper because they're looking for something that's supposed to be in them. But chance by tolo ko mudimu. Mara iteng, desha marana ore. He don't have a lue, yalinali, jokilife, a lue soft, a heart that responds only to the things of God. And I want us to also look at the issue of secular world in terms of people who are working in a Babylon system where their career is very important. The people are career driven. So when they're pushing, you know, the steps, secular world, you can't. How about Gray anywhere in church? Because they want promotion, so they will do anything. And at the end of the day, Babylon said their own efforts, they use their own intellect, they use their korbon, and then and unfortunately, there are consequences if we continue to push half-hearted, not fully commit to God, because that heart is meant to fully committed and be loyal and be devoted to the only one true living God. Because remember, when you're pushing the career the way you're pushing it and you're really getting God to be second, not even one, but in the second place. When you have, you know, like the spare wheel, you only put it and then you take it out when you need it. So but we are pushing our own agenda because we are not loyal to God. We are not committed. At the end of the day, we don't even have a relationship as strongly with Him. The Bible says, when you call unto Him in trouble, He will deliver us. But at the end of the day, how do you deliver somebody who is not even calling us to God only? He's calling unto God 1 minute, and then the next minute, He's calling unto our ancestors, or He's calling unto some deities, you know, some foreign gods out there. And then, you know, there's a thing I saw, and I felt so bad. And I felt so sad. It grieves my spirit. So this person, Utemori Anake Mozalan Armara, who had a problem, Utoma Pili Kamujumu, Mujumu, Amosinatana, Ulata Bakofat, Bakofat, Zanaba Mupot.
I save him.
Mama Araba Kapi.
Yeah, no, I save him with him.
But that goes to people who are half-hearted. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And they are not committed. The Bible says, deep call us unto deep. Mm. You cannot call unto deep when you are half-hearted.
Mm.
Or if you seek me and seek me with all of your heart, then you shall find me. We are not finding him because we don't seek him. We seek after things. Because we are half-hearted, very powerful when we said in one of the segments, you know, half-hearted.
Yeah.
They haven't built a strong relationship. They haven't built a strong bond with Limudimu. Where are the
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Linda V.
Hey, good evening, Bafundis Bami and the community.
Greetings.
Just a few seconds here. As I'm listening, my mind running around, I realize that this is just a sad reality. Half-heartedness. This is where the devil wants us. This is where the devil wants to see the church. La linga bandi, linga shisi. Just somewhere in the middle. We lift our hands and we go back home, and we nakhona in the spaces as is thola sibuzo, we doing the other things. That's just where the devil wants us. Hot, we are effective. Cold, Nkulunkulu can be able to help us. But in the middle, the only thing that can happen is God spewing us out. Ngoba, there is nothing that he can do with us. This is so real. This is so real. My mind is just running around.
Yeah.
Looking at this thing, and I can see it. And, yeah, may God help us, really. May God help us. A good evening to all.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. May the Father do you good at all times. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Mankosi.
Nyabingelela, utwe nyabingelela mama. Nabuba walapo egameni lika Jesu. Nabekulungile na ebandleni. Njengoba kusoba inkonzo yabo mama. Ukuthi kufaka amagawuni, bafake namapijama bahlale. Babugeli movie na na pastari zonke lezi ntusisi alisa understand kuthi kwenzakalani endlini kaJehova. Ngiyabuza nje ngiyabuza hayi uNkulunkulu wami ngicela sisi uNkulunkulu
yabo Umakamu was cut off. Maybe you should listen to this again. I heard maybe uzaphendula Umakamu uzasiza kule ndaba le. Just after this, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Umanko subuzumbuzo, oh powerful kakhulu, masu kulumeni.
Ngiyabingelela uThe ngiyabingelela mama. Nabupha lapho egameni likaJesu. Ngabe kulungile na ebandleni. Ngisho ngoba kushoba inkonzo bomama. Ukuthi kufaka amagawuni, bafake namapijama bahlale, babukele imovie na. Ngaphakathi sonke lesi sibusisi akisa understand. Ukuthi kwenzakalani endlini kaJehova. Ngiyabusa nje.
Hayi kuhle ukubuza. Mankosi, kuhle ukubuza. Ngake ngayibona lento yamabhijama. Ngake ngayibona iyenziwa abomama, I think kwenye i podcast iyenziwa laphayana. Ngayimangalela nje. We will come back and answer that. Of course, maybe some of the things that we do, they just show us whether we are direct with the Father or just half-hearted. Send us your WhatsApps. Maybe we can take one or two more WhatsApps before we close.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Honorable member.
Honorable member, lastly, from my side, Watanga Vomrena, let me read this scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers. Having itching ears, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch, thou in all things endure affliction to the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of the ministry. Matanga Mamrena, in closing from my side, for they shall not endure sound doctrine.
Hey.
Because when you start having the spiritual ears that cannot eat sound doctrine anymore, you have idolized yourself. You start worshipping yourself. You start presenting yourself with doctrine of demons. That is what the Bible says. They will turn their ears and start listening to doctrine of demons. Self-gratification. Self-worship. You rather be late. You make up yourself. They undermine the natural God we have given them, and they make up. Or one originally make up. You serve yourself. You idolize yourself. Hey, Mudimaratush.
Yeah.
We are touching a nerve. We are touching a nerve, and I'm praying that. And I'm repenting. So that everything that I am and everything that I have belongs to the Lord. Not self-saving, but saving God. Not half God, not saving God half-heartedly, but in full-heartedly. So that in all things, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Jewel Sikoto says, Sanbonani kwa pulpiti, ngisasho again that people who will pray themselves in the last days, will praise themselves in the last days of God. Ngalokho, we need to know that ukubuya kwenkosi sekusondele. So, abakholwayo nabamdumisa ngeqiniso mabaqinise ekumkholweni kwabo. Amen. That is Joel Sikhotho.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Deliwe Matlala says, good evening, Baruti Baka. Good show indeed. Ananias and Sapphira in the Book of Acts. Also, Judas Iscariot betraying Christ. I get you. Ananias and Sapphira and Judas there. Hey, yeah. I can imagine the resentment he had. Yeah. Anyway, time has gone. It's 2 minutes to the hour. We are closing. Let me give our guest 40 seconds each just to close. Next week, we are going to be talking about the neglect of duty. When are we neglecting our duty? We're going to be talking about that. Apostle Phumla, what do you say? How do you answer Mankosi, and what's your final thesis there?
No, Mankosi, let's leave that in the capable hands of Pastor Makam. I'm curious about that. But yeah. You know what? When you read in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, Murana Ore, return to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So the cure for half-heartedness is to return back to the Lord.
Amen.
With weeping, with fasting, with mourning. Yes, you do so.
And then, you know, Mankosi, the Father says in those days, he will raise up a people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Is it done in the Holy Spirit, that thing?
Come on.
I mean, watching a movie, whatever movie, is it in the light of the guidance of the Holy Spirit? I want to know. What is happening? You know, why? Yeah. Anyway, Mfundisi Makamu, take your 40 seconds. What say you finally, sir?
Kumankosi, mbengizothi 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 and 12.
Yeah.
Yithi lapha ku verse 9, but you must be careful, so that with weaker conscience to stumble. Verse 12. And when you sin against other believers by encouraging them to do something they believe is wrong, you are sinning against Christ. So umangaba loko bakugqokayo kumosha abanye abantu, then they are not sinning all against you, Mankosi. They are sinning against uNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe. Nkosi Musa Mayibusisi. Ngithanda ukukhareja nawe umfundisi Ray. Uyasimangaza ngendlela owakhipha ngayo amavesi. Kuyabonisa ukuthi na awukho half-heartedness kumsebenzi wakho.
Amen.
And whole-hearted.
Awufani
nalabo afika babonde papa estradini.
Ucabanga ukuthi ngizokupha imali yadlala wena.
Ngiyafuna imfune brown envelope.
Uthi siyohlangana kuphi? Uthi siyohlangana kuphi Makamu?
I'm rude.
Oh, okay. Inkosi Kubusise, thank you so much, Apostle. May the Father grace you good.
Amen. Thank you, man of God, and to Pastor Makamu and our listeners out there. God bless you. Meet again, same time, same place, next Thursday. God bless. Shalom.
Shalom. And also, Mfundisi Makamu.
Shalom, Joe.
Thank you so much, Muruti Waka.
Thank you, Muruti. Bless you.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for listening. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you that together we are able to fellowship in our Savior by the Spirit of the Father. We are able to really garnish and hear His truth and we give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. And there is no one like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah, our Elohim. Tuda Rabbah.
Step by step, we walk the road with you. Stay tuned in and visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.